ready. All right. It's 11:12 and we are going to open the local transportation commission meeting and calling it to order. And please note that all commissioners are present. So move on to item two, oral communications, general public comment. This portion of the meeting is an opportunity for members of the public to address the local transportation commission on subjects relating to county business. No action can be taken on matters not listed on the agenda. Is there any oral communications? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on to item three, consent agenda. These matters are expected to be routine and non-controversial and are usually approved by a single majority vote without discussion. Items can be removed from the consent agenda to be discussed and considered separately. Prior to approval of the consent agenda, the chair will announce that comments or questions will be taken from members of the public, staff, or the board on consent agenda items when the comment does not necessitate the item being removed for separate action. So are there any items here that anybody wants to pull or make a motion on?
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the consent agenda. Any other comments? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, we'll move on to item four, unfinished business. There is none. We'll move on to item five, new business. And moving to 5.1, request adoption of a resolution for the 2018 Regional Transportation Improvement Program, RTIP, for the 2018 State Transportation Improvement Program, which is STIP, Community Development Director. And we have Scott here.
Scott Haas, Transportation Program Manager. So the RTIP program with the STIP is every 2 years, and so we're putting our STIP program together for 2018, and this is from 2018 to 2023, and the funding that we're asking for is all on Hot Springs Road. It's to be match funds for Hot Springs Road Bridge, and which is scheduled to start in the summer of 2019 and be built in 2020. And then the other project is Hot Springs Road Reconstruction Project. We're currently in environmental phase and we're looking to have funding next fiscal year for design to finish environmental and do design and then also do phase one construction in summer of 2021, which means we would need funding for phase one construction in 2021. Now, the total amount of funding to do those projects is more than our allocation for 2018 and would require that we borrow funds from the future STIP to pay for this. So we're 1.276 short, 1,276,000 short. We did check with the California Transportation Commission staff and Caltrans staff, and we are eligible to borrow from the future in order to pay for phase one Hot Springs Road construction.
Thank you for that explanation. Okay, David.
First of all, I want to thank you, Scott, for replying to all those questions I had. We saved all these people here from wasting time with them. Thank you. I still didn't understand one of your answers. The 165 daily vehicle miles traveled per capita.
Yes.
That still sounds very high to me. I mean, I don't know anybody that drives 165 miles in a day. And let alone,
hey.
Every day? We got two.
Well, yes.
And, you know, I mean, you know, maybe somebody drives into Reno and back every day for work, but the rest of the family doesn't. So it seems high to me. And you only mentioned it part of the previous plan that was got me from, but where does the number basically come from? Because it seems awfully high.
Okay, and that's an excellent question. It was in our 2015 Regional Transportation Plan, which was prepared by Green Dot, and they got a lot of their information from the Census Bureau. So that's where they gather up their information. And when we use the Census Bureau, it's kind of an average. And so I don't know how they put those numbers together, but that's the number that is adopted in our regional transportation plan. It's not a critical number for our RTIP. It is a question that does come up, and we do have to put a number in there. They do check to make sure that it matches our RTP, which it does, and so that's the number that's being used.
Okay, it's being used, but it's not real.
Well, it's the closest answer, it's the closest number we have.
Thank you.
Yes, Ron.
So Hot Springs Road Stage 1 boundaries from where to where?
Okay, Phase 1 is from Laramie Street to Pleasant Valley Road, and that's a 0.8 miles, and it's just that first section.
And I thought we talked about increasing that to the border of the Hot Spring, or to the water line at the Mark Little Water Company.
And we did look at that, and we still could consider it. It would mean more STIP funds that we would have to pay for. You know, we'd have to come up with more money out of our STIP program to pay for that extra 1 or 2 tenths of a mile that we need, versus if we got funding from a different program, which we hope, which we think we will eventually get funding for through the FLAP program, Federal Land Access Program, then that would leave money for our, you know, for our STIP. So we could, if we need to go further because of the waterline project, we could certainly consider that. Once we adopt this plan and we need additional funding, or we have to make a change to the dollar amounts, which can happen, then we do a STIP amendment.
So as it stands now, there's going to be two sections. One stops at Pleasant Valley Road and then goes on. But as becomes needed and more timely, then we can increase it as when the Markleyville Water Company gets their grant to continue it all the way, so we don't have two sections for that part.
Yeah, and so we're looking at Phase 1 construction in 2021 fiscal year, and so as we get closer to that fiscal year, we can certainly take a look at it again and make changes as needed.
I think it would be a smart move on our part. Thank you.
I have a question. Did you have
no.
another question? Okay. So the question is on the $1,276,000 that we'd have to borrow from future STIP funding. How many years of STIP funding are we going into for that?
Well, that's an excellent question. Mm-hmm. And the STIP program has highs and lows. And last in the 2016 STIP, not only was it zero, but it was a negative number. And prior to that, we've had as much as $2 or $3 million in a 2-year period. So it's a good guess. Now with Senate Bill 1 and that funding supporting the STIP program, it's hopefully that the STIP becomes more stable and we know what that funding amount is, whether it's $800,000 every 2 years to Alpine County or around there, or $600,000, somewhere in that neighborhood. So, but if SB 1 becomes repealed, which there's a large effort to do, then STIP program would then take a sharp drop. So it's hard to know, but it could be, I would say, at least 2 STIP cycles. So it would be like 2020 and 2022 before we might be able to get funding again. It just depends on how the economy goes and how the funding, how much funding becomes available.
And do we have like a 10-year plan that we know what the next project would be?
Well, we are going to update our pavement management system.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, and that will be part of the, and we do have submittals from companies that want to update our pavement management system plan, and we do plan on bringing that back to the LTC. And then we'll be looking at our 10-year plan as well. We'll probably look as far as 30 years out.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're all very interested in that 30-year plan. Okay. Thank you, Scott. So any other questions on this? Or? So we have a recommended action here to adopt the resolution for the Alpine County Regional Transportation Improvement Program for the 2018 State Transportation Improvement Program.
I move approval of the resolution.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, we'll move on to item 5.2, request adoption of a resolution approving fiscal year 2017-18 overall work program amendment number 1 and authorizing the executive secretary to sign the overall work program agreement and other required documents. I always thought it was called an OWP, but okay.
Yep. Okay, the OWP, the main thing we're amending on this is we're adding carryover funds from last fiscal year of $31,375. And what we're proposing to do with $31,000 is to use $29,000 on a new work element. And that work element would be Tri-County Systemic Safety Analysis Report Program. And this is a something that actually Amador County Transportation Commission is working on with Calaveras and with Alpine County. So it'll be one report, but it'd be for three counties. And basically they're looking at pulling out all of the accident data that they can get, the SWTRS reports from California Highway Patrol, and then looking at areas that may need improvements, some kind of safety improvement. So the report will give us accident data and show us where it may be if there's a certain area where we might have more accidents than other areas. And so that's what we hope to get from the report, and we're going to use $25,000. We're going to give that to Amador County Transportation Commission as part of their cost to help put that report together.
Working together again.
Yes.
For a little bit. Okay. I like it. Board members?
I think it's an excellent idea to do a study to figure out, you know, where the problem areas are so that, you know, more serious ones can be attacked and the ones that are less serious we can do later. I think it's a great idea. So if the motion is in order, I would like to move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve a resolution adopting the OWP Amendment Number 1 for fiscal year 2017-18 and authorizing the Executive Secretary to execute the overall work program agreement and other required documents. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, item number 6 is public hearings, public meeting. None. And so number 7 is adjournment, and the board will adjourn to the next regular meeting at the Alpine County Government Center, 99 Water Street, Markleyville, California. So that closes out the Local Transportation Commission.